topics.
Mr. President, do you fear at all Israel or the United States attacking you?
Do you think that they would do that?
I'm asking.
I have no concerns in that regard because they are unable to do that. Because the worst thing the U.S. government can do would be an attack. I think that in the United States, there are enough reasonable people, smart people, who would not allow the U.S. government to make such a big mistake.
How about in Israel?
The same, too. It's much smaller than that for an attack. It's way too small. It's not, doesn't even factor in the equation of Iran's foreign policy. Iran is a vast country. Have you visited Iran?
No, I'm planning to next year.
Oh, I have to tell you. I think that the whole members of the press here, the media, have to come and visit Iran. The Americans. I've noticed that in the news, when they want to show Iran, they sort of show a small, underdeveloped, sort of desert-like country. Iran is an extremely big country and very developed and powerful, too, with big people.
By the way, you mentioned human rights in Israel. Don't you have some human rights problems of your own in Iran?
What do you mean by a human rights problem?
People protesting that they don't have the same rights as other people? Homosexual treatment. You said last year you denied there were homosexuals. There's homosexuals everywhere.
I said it's not the way it's here. In Iran, this is considered a very ugly thing. Most people dislike it. And we have actually a law regarding it. And the law is enforced. It is a law that was passed, it was legislated, and it is an act that is against human principles. A lot of things can happen. They can cause psychological problems, social problems that affect the whole society. Remember that God's rules are to improve human life. In our religion, this act is forbidden, and the parliament has legislated about it. Not now. 70 years ago. This is something that happened 70 years ago, before the Islamic Republic came into.
So what happens to gay people?
Now, let me. Nobody's held protests. Are you concerned for 70 million Iranian people or a few homosexuals? Let's assume in the United States that 200 million people drive cars. And 1 million violators are around
them.
That they just basically violate driving laws. Should we be worried for the 199 million people whose safety we must be concerned about, or the 1 million violators? The law is for all, and it's law. And it must be enforced, of course. Please do pay attention that in Iran, nobody interferes in the private lives of individuals. We have nothing to do with the private realm of people. This is at the non-private, public realm.
No,
in their own house, nobody ever interferes with people.
Still to come, our government won't let him travel outside a 25-mile radius of New York City. If he could travel in the U.S., where would he go? Find out when we return.